Welcome to the New and Living Way Church Ikorodu, where we bring to you teachings inspired by the Spirit of the Living God for the work of salvation through His ministers. Be blessed as you listen.
How many of us have been blessed from, you know, this series on prayers? I like the way I'm singing, and like, hey, you know more to know what have you. That's been a journey, and, you know, it has been a great blessing for myself personally. I've been so blessed by the Sunday school lesson. So today we'll be continuing our lesson 8, Prayer of Consecration, Praise and Thanksgiving. Hallelujah. So last week we talked about some kinds of prayers. Who can remind us? I like the way that it is. She's in the spirit this morning. Like she wants to tell us these kinds of prayers we learned last week. Praise God. If you like, don't look at my face. If I want to call you, I'll call you. I can see you. You that are wearing red. I can see you. Praise God. Statue, do you want to help us? What you learned last week? Praise God. Who wants to help us? It's what we learned last week. Since I said, I've not called anybody to ask. Have I called anybody to ask questions? I've not called anybody. Today, I don't know. I just feel like asking. Hallelujah. Who wants to help us? Be bold as a lion. Jugular. I will give the jugular. Just answer one question. Simple. Show your jugular. Praise God. Nobody has anything to say. Sister Victoria, you want to help us? Praise God. Did we listen to the message? No, Brazil has spoken before in my mind. Okay. Sister Victoria.
Praise God. Talked about prayer of casting our cares to the Lord last week during Sunday school. The summary of that is that we should be able to relate with God as our Father. And when things are bothering you, I think for me personally, one take home was that instead of complaining, and, you know, carrying long faces, we can just channel all of those burden and pour it out to the Lord in prayer. So I think one of the things you mentioned last week was how to cast. We talked about casting. So I think the definition was to throw forcefully in a particular direction. So when you are casting your cares to Jesus, you are literally taking your cares, you are carrying it, and you are casting it, and you leave it there. So when you pray the prayer of casting your cares, you have carried it and you have given it to another person, and you are not looking back. So you are not worried about it again. You are not going back to check, this care that I've casted, is it still there? Has Jesus carried it? Is Jesus attending to it? So you have casted it and you are leaving it at the feet of Jesus to sort it out. So that was my take home for last week.
Hallelujah. Can we clap for her? That was beautifully explained. There's another kind of prayer we talked about last week. Who would help us with that? Prayer. You know yourself. Oh yeah. Oh. The second kind of prayer. Praise God. Oh yeah.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
So my take home for last week was when you talked about prayer of agreement. And I remember you vividly made an example about your sisters in the house, how you all came together, you talked about issues and you prayed about it. And at different times, each issues were sorted. That if you have issues, talk to your brethren, talk to your pastors, and join hands with brethren and pray about it. Don't keep it to yourself and just be there. So if you are able to agree together as brethren and pray together, those prayers can be sorted. And I think you also mentioned that, I think whether it was you or Pastor David that mentioned that if one person is knocking, it might not really be heard. By the time you are hearing different knocks on the door, that prayer can really be heard. I think that was one of my take home for last week.
God bless you, Sister Charity. Can we clap for her? Then there was a last prayer we talked about. Anybody? Just stand up and answer. Who wants to help us? Like, the anointing is with the choir today. Elsie is raising up his hand. Oh. Oh, yeah. One last prayer. Must I call? Oh, yeah. The anointing is here this morning. Please, people should pour the anointing. Like, let it go around.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning,
sir. So, the last kind of prayers you thought about last week was congregational prayers or corporate prayers. And one thing you said, which was really profound, was that, you know, if the prayer of a righteous man availeth much, if the prayer of one person makes tremendous power available, how much more the coming together of everybody with our, you know, our faith, you know, coming together to pray, you know, and sometimes that's why, let me stop it. Thank you.
Amen. So, you know, it was such a beautiful review from everyone that spoke this morning. We talked about the prayer of agreement. We talked about prayer of casting your cares on the Lord. We talked about corporate prayers. For prayer of agreement, we mentioned how that, you know, it's a prayer of agreement. You're agreeing with two persons or more, you know, concerning a matter. It might be probably you are praying concerning a particular person, a nation, whatever it is, but it's a coming together of more than one person agreeing or taking their place with using the knowledge of the Lord, you know, to pray. We talked about corporate prayers, how that saints, actually things that happen when we come, you know, to church. We pray in the morning by 8 a.m. We pray also during service. We are all agreeing together as a church and we are raising up our voice to the Lord. And we talked about prayer of casting your cares, saying how that you trust him solely and you can pour out that burden and place it on him and you are not moved again. He said, casting your cares on him because he cares for you, showing that the Lord actually is touched by what you are carrying and he's ready to care for it, for that situation. Hallelujah. It was such a beautiful, you know, last week. It was such a beautiful experience going through last week's teaching. So today we'll be looking at prayer of consecration, then prayer of praise and thanksgiving. Prayer of consecration. Can we open our Bible to Luke 22? Luke 22 from verse 42. Okay, we'll start from 40. It says, and when he was at the place, he said unto them, pray that ye enter not into temptation. And he was withdrawn from them about a stone cast, and kneeled down and prayed, saying, Father, if thou be willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. So this refers to the prayer for deliberate laying down of one's will. It is the prayer of consecration and dedication of our lives for God's use, to go anywhere and do anything. Hallelujah. And we make a commitment to God to subject our will to his. This prayer is not prayed by upstarts in faith, seeing that the babe lacks the understanding or the ability to let go of human's will. The revelation of the futility of holding on to the will of man has to begin to dawn on the soul, or at least an appreciation of the superiority of the will of God for one to begin to pray in this manner. Hallelujah. So yeah, the prayer of consecration is that you are submitting your will. Morning, Pastor Shegun. You are submitting your will and you are laying it, you are casting it out to the Lord, and you are saying, not my will. It's not, sometimes it's not funny, because every man has a will. We said man is a tripartite being. He has a what? Can we say it? And the soul is a comparison of what? And inside the heart and the mind, we have what? We have the will. Hallelujah. So man has a will. There are times that you actually know what you want to do. He is there. You know, there are times that you can even advise somebody, I think this is what you should do. And because the person has come to meet you, the person in his mind already knows what he wants to do. You will not come,
Pastor Rose, what do you think about this? Pastor Rose would, you know, simply say, me, oh, I think this is what you should do. Then when the person now goes to do that, the person will do what is in his mind. And you're wondering, okay, in the first place, why did you come and ask, you know? So many times, this is what the prayer of consecration is helping us to, you know, address. Even if you have your will, you are submitting that your will and trusting the will of God to be done. Hallelujah. There are many scenarios that he plays. I'm sure as we are talking about this, many scenarios, even for your personal life, is coming to mind. There are times that you just know that, no, this thing. Then when you now see the will of the Lord, you see that this is what God will have you do. Like, hey, God. For example, Mommy Ellen would always give us an example of probably somebody that has offended her, you know, and the next thing, the Lord brings his standard or he brings his judgment. Oh, that person. Before we even go to Mommy, I remember Pastor David talking about an example of somebody that did something and, you know, he just, beyond every reasonable doubt, is legally right. What the person did was wrong, you know. And submitting, normally, the normal thing is, well, let the brother just stay on his own. Let me just stay on my own. Or let the person just stay on his own. Let me stay on my own. If I see him, I greet him. Nothing happened. Nothing, you know. But a standard was raised. Have you prayed for him? You know, when you start praying for him, the Lord will now bring another instruction. See, that same brother, you allow him to do this thing that you are trying to withdraw from his hand. You see, you are dropping your own will. You are laying it down. You are dying because the Lord has already lifted up a standard, or he has showed you a judgment, a higher judgment, which is higher than your own will. Hallelujah. So in scenarios like that, we see different examples. Mommy Ellen, they'll tell you this. I remembered in our head church, Pastor TJ said, it can be as little as even marriage. Amen. Hallelujah. And there was something that he said, I was very happy when he said that, well, brethren, if I try, you know, thank God I've crossed that line. I'm not thinking, or I'm not trusting God for about marriage, because it's not something actually has moved. Hallelujah. So brethren that are about to marry, grace and peace. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. There are many times that you like a sister. For the brothers, am I lying? There are many times you like a sister. When you just say, oh, God can just give me this one like this. Eh? Yeah, Mama, don't do, don't song. Praise God. See, there's no need to lie to yourself. If you don't like a sister, check yourself. That means there's something wrong. Hallelujah. Praise God. You can admire a sister. For sisters, you can admire a brother. You can admire a brother. There are times that you just say, only if this guy can be my husband. You know, somewhere that is your will. That's what you like. That's what you. But now, carrying that will and submitting it to the Lord, God, I don't mind this brother. You know, you can be sincere with God. So they are looking at me like you will not think that I'm not spiritual. You can, maybe they say, Jesus, he's your friend. You can speak to him. I don't mind. He will give me this. Mommy, I didn't even pray the prayer. So when she said, just give him, so let me take care of him for you. Let me take care of him. And at the end of the day, Reverend was actually so you've seen a lot of our brethren. There are a lot of couples that you hear. It's not everybody that it was by fire, by force. They did not like the brother. Then the sovereign will of God came and said, oh, boom, this is my wife. Some people liked themselves. Hallelujah. And the Lord consented to it. But Kelly, why are you laughing? Some people are looking at me like as if I'm saying fallacy. We have people, Pastor Ike and Pastor Satola, they didn't like each other from the day one. And the Lord allowed. The Lord said, yes, this is your Abby. Praise God. So you can actually submit that your will, your likes. You can put it to the Lord. God, this is, or it can be probably your place of work. You know, you've seen another offer and you've heard about that particular company and you know, it's juicy. And God, I don't mind this place too. Nonetheless, let your will be done. Because you like something does not mean you will not start putting all the asana. Eh? Now my own. Mm-mm. Just submit it to the will of the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And you pray that prayer. Not my will, but your will be done. Hallelujah. And the Lord will bring direction. You can like somebody and the Lord will say, don't go there. It's not your own. At that junction, what do? You remove your eyes and you move forward and you look up to God. Hallelujah. You know, I'm even saying this to encourage. Probably you want to go and serve too. There are times that you just, And I don't mind Lagos. I just want Lagos. You know, there are times that some of us, we will walk all the walking and walk and walk and walk. We will do Lagos. Let me give a particular testimony of one of my sisters. So I remembered during our NYC, when we were waiting for posting, I know, then the sister came and she was working before posting. Then in the company she was working, they said they wanted to do send forth for her because they were not sure if she would serve in Lagos. And she said, no, they should not bother. And she's going to serve in Lagos. That is a short thing that they are working it already because she has like three sisters that they worked for and they all served in Lagos. So, as a family history, family worker, there's a family worker that is helping them to work it. So, Oshofu. So, she told the man, she told the company that they should not bother to do anything for her because she's coming back because she's going to serve in Lagos. So, they didn't do anything for her in the company. And, you know, as God would have it, myself and ourselves, we did not pay. You can check your posting online, but we didn't pay for online checking. I don't even know why. But we had to go to school to check it. DSA of, is it DSA they call it? We went there. Is it DSA? Abby? Eh? Is it DSA? Okay, we went to DSA office to check it. And we checked it like 2 days to the time we were supposed to travel. So we got there. She was already there. She had checked her own. When I got there, I just saw her. I said, ah, what happened? She was just crying. She was holding the letter like, yay, what do I do? I said, what happened? I'm sorry, I'm laughing. When she could go put the letter, guess what she saw? She saw a northern state. She saw just, and then there was, I don't think there was NAWC just, it was just about to start. So she saw just. The girl was just crying. Ah, I will call this uncle. I will shake it. You know, and she cried fire. Myself too. Of course, I was also working it. Well, not working it, but I submitted medical report and all those things, thinking that Lagos was it for me. And you know, when I collected my ultimate, I saw an Eastern state, Imo state. I said, yay, who do I know in Imo? You know, and then I tried doing everything. I tried doing everything. The sister was crying. We carried ourselves to our pastor's house, then in school. And two of us just started crying. And they were now encouraging us. And there was a song that the Lord placed in my heart. The Lord said, from east to west, no other God. From north to south, I say there is no other God. I will never forget that song. When I started singing, I said, God, east. And the song started with from east to west. So at that point, I just said, oh, I leave it. Of course, when I went to the east, I still tried to do all sorts. You know what? I just surrendered. I said, oh, this is Imo State. Like me and you. Praise God. So the sister, too, she cried, did everything. At the end of the day, she went to Jos. She joined Jos Church. She got husband in Jos. You know, but after everything, she still came to Lagos. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So there are some times, good morning, Mommy Biodun. There are some times that you actually have a will. You just, everybody, once service is coming, the next thing that comes to your mind is Lagos. People don't even wait again and trust the Lord that God, where would you have me serve? You know, there's no, let me wait on my, the first thing is, I don't want to go anywhere, is Lagos. Is it the Lord that is saying that you should be in Lagos? I was so glad that I went to Imo State during that prayer because I saw a different, you see people, they were singing, you think they are saying the same thing. I saw a Christianity, your eyes were open. So then if you know you think you know God, it will be tested. Hallelujah. So many times I had to start falling down on my knees that God have mercy on me. And I saw the tangibility of this message. I was able to appreciate it more. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So many times you have your will, but trust the Lord. Trust the Lord. You see Jesus too, when he was at Gethsemane, at that point, he knew the cross that he was supposed to bear. And he had to submit it. He said, not my will, but let your will be done. If he wanted to have his will, all of us will not be here today. Praise the Lord. But he came for that purpose. He was sent here for that purpose. So he had to go through it. Hallelujah. So the prayer of consecration is laying down your will and accepting the will of the Lord. Hallelujah. So whatever the situation might be, your work, your service, your husband, your wife, your business, your, you know, just check. At this point, thank God we are going to the prayer. Begin to pray, not my will, Lord. Let your will be done. Though I know that this is what I desire. What is in your, let grace work it out. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So element of prayer of consecration, one, it is a prayer pleading to relinquish one's will for the will of the Lord. Matthew 26, that was when Jesus was praying. Two, it is also a prayer to seek God's help in denying our will, but to align with his will for our lives. So denying your own will is denying your own will, but to align with his will for our lives. It's like a prayer of surrender. Hallelujah. You are surrendering all, not putting your own desire in place. Hallelujah. The third one is it can be prayed effectively when the eyes of one's understanding, and it cannot be prayed effectively when the eyes of one's understanding is not enlightened. Examples of this kind of prayer is prayer concerning life choices, e.g. where to live, who to marry, or obeying the call of ministry. Praise God. So this kind of prayer is not a prayer you can pray effectively without eyes of understanding. Hallelujah. To the normal man, why should I live? Why should you live? Probably the Lord's will is for you to get maybe a job that is not paying so much, but the job would offer you time for church, time to, you know, attend to meetings, time to even assist, you know, in responsibilities in church and all of that. And there's another juicy offer, and the Lord is pointing you or is directing you to take that because of, you know, all the other things alongside it. And of course, you are wondering, you know that this is what the Lord will have you do. Hallelujah. So at that time, you can just pray that God, please just give me strength. Let your will be done. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We are trusting that let your will be done. So this prayer can be prayed effectively with understanding. So you need to actually trust the Lord to open the eyes. You know, there are times that, okay, what would keep you? Imagine if you take a particular decision, you know that, okay, this is the will of God. You have to come to an understanding to know that this is what the Lord will actually have you do. If you don't understand it, it will even be hard for you to hold on to God's will. Hallelujah. If you don't understand why the Lord is putting you in certain conditions or situations, you will not understand why you should take the will of the Lord. Hallelujah. So the prayer is prayed effectively when the eyes of understanding is actually enlightened. So we said examples is where to live, who to marry, obeying the call to ministry. Yes, there are some who might have ministerial call on their head. And, you know, me or some sisters. Praise God. I was just looking at one of our brethren that is now a pastor in Select Church. In my mind, I was just thinking that, what if that sister just married him and said, I'm just marrying a normal brother? Because in that end of he was, no, it's not holy. Praise God. It's just very funny. Sometimes that so she will be wearing, I don't know if maybe that's where she's coming from also, but imagine if she was just a neutral sister. You just, yes, I do. And you don't have your goal and you start doing it. You know, praise the Lord. So many times you need to be sure, even concerning leading, you're concerning who you want to marry. You need to be sure, you don't know what's old in the future, but when you can hold on to the will of the Lord will see you through. Hallelujah. So we can observe from these three types of prayers that there is an increasing level of faith required as we go down the list. While persistence in prayer is not a key element to this kind of prayer, faith is a basic requirement in this and every other kind of prayer. So for this kind of prayer, faith is one of the key elements. Hallelujah. Because by the time you are praying that, let the will of the Lord be done, there is a grace that you are receiving with it. And that grace can work. You say faith is the substance of things hoped for, evidence of things not seen. You don't know where it will end. You just know that you are obeying the Lord. Hallelujah. You just know that you are surrendering your own will and you are taking up the will of the Lord. Hallelujah. So you need great faith. You need faith. Hallelujah. Can we say we need faith to do the will of the Lord? So it's not something that you can, you just wish. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So prayer of praise and worship, ministering to the Lord. I remember Pastor Lide talked about this. Was it last week or last 2 weeks? And he was talking about how that, you know, even in time of worship, that many times, yes, I think it was last week. He was saying that many times we just come and sing. We are not ministering to the Lord. You know, pointing out obligation, what's the Oyibo? You are pointing out your heart. Obligation. Okay. Thank you. Say it out. Obligation. I cannot pronounce it. You are pointing it out to the Lord. Hallelujah. Like, you know, when we talk about that, I'm just, the picture that is coming to mind is the woman that broke her alabaster box, you know, at the feet of Jesus. And, you know, she, at that point, she was worshiping the Lord. She poured out all that she had, you know, and she was ministering to them. And because of that, she was able to trap something from Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So the true essence of, okay, let's open to Luke 24. Luke 24 from verse 52 to 53. And they worshipped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy. And they were continually in the temple, praising and blessing God. Amen. Hallelujah. So yeah, we see how that, you know, they continued in that act of praising and worshipping the Lord. So the true essence of prayer is fellowship and relationship. We mentioned this when we started this lesson that, you know, prayer is a medium where you are connecting with a being. You are connecting with your Father. You are connecting with your Maker. You are connecting with the Lord. Hallelujah. It's a fellowship. Hallelujah. It's a koinonia. You are exchanging something. Like, for example, the prayer of casting cares. You are pointing out how he's doing you, the burden that you are carrying. You are pointing to the Lord. That's a fellowship. There are times that you cannot explain it to anybody. You just feel like nobody understands. But guess what? God understands. There's a fellowship that you just... Let me talk about over now. So the true essence of prayer is fellowship and relationship. Virtually all the prayers we've looked at till now have been prayers to receiving from God. But that's not the be-all and end of all of our work of faith. So all the prayers we've been, you know, discussing about, talking about, is talking about how that you want the Lord to do something. You are praying, you are agreeing or concerning a matter, you are pouring your body, you are everything. You shall want to be collected. So yeah, which one are you going to do to give? Praise the Lord. So this prayer is more of adoration. You are worshiping, you are pointing out, you know, you are interacting with him, you are enjoying his presence. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And that's why, you know, the time of, even when we do it congregationally, it's not something that we should take for granted, because you are in the presence of a being. You are in the presence of a being that wants to be adored. He wants to be hallowed. Hallelujah. Imagine, I remember that I mentioned it last week. Imagine when you are giving praises for carnal mind. Imagine you are praising, for example, I'm praising my husband. There's a way I know I will feel. You are giving him worship. Ha. Olorimi. My husband will ask you, My husband will say, what are you looking for? What are you looking for? Yeah, talk. You know, same thing to you. You know, it might not even be, God, I don't want anything. I just want to worship you. I just want to, you know, if you go to our churches then, you see when our mothers, they will be rolling on the floor like this. Rolling on the floor. Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Nissi, the El Shaddai, the one that can never do that. And you just say, all this prayer for just one person. Like even God itself will be swelling that name in the cotton. Praise God. You know, that's what prayer of, you know, thanks and worship and praise is supposed to. You are adoring him. You are pointing out worship. You are magnifying his name. So virtually all kind of prayers are locked. And we've looked about is about, you know, receiving. In the prayer of praise and worship, we focus on the person of our God and pour out words of adoration unto him. We magnify him in our hearts, with our mouths. We praise his majesty, beauty, greatness, awesomeness. Coming to God for who he is and not only for what he can give to us is a sure way to deepen fellowship and foster a better relationship with him. In truth, strength of our relationship with God gives credence to this and all other prayers we pray. Hallelujah. John 11:41. Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank thee, for thou art heard me. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So yeah, because of course there's always a fellowship between Jesus and God. It's a, imagine if he wants to do something, he wants to raise the dead, he just says, Father, I thank you, because you always hear me. You know, there is already a koinonia, there is a fellowship. Praise the Lord. And you know, looking at this this series, it's not like we've been mentioning, it's not just for head knowledge sake, it's for us to actually cultivate that lifestyle. I remember Pastor CJ was explaining how that, you know, this series was birthed. He was saying how that a lot of prophecy has come concerning the harvest and the work that the Lord wants to do in the church. And because of that, there is a burden to pray. And in order to pray well, we need to understand what prayer truly means. Prayer is not just about just doing ba 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 ba. If you say, oh, what's prayer? Just ba 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 ba. But right now, you are going to be praying with an understanding. There are many times that, you know, situation would happen. You know the kind of prayer you should pray. We want to intercede concerning a matter. Or you want to pray concerning Nigeria. You know that it's prayer of intercession. You are praying until something lifts. Hallelujah. So there is an intentionality. It's not just catching tongues. Hallelujah. You are doing it with an intention. And that's why, you know, we are looking at all of this. So, by reason of that, there's a fellowship that you also come into. Praise the Lord. There's a fellowship you come into. Also, beyond also receiving things, the Lord also wants to deepen our fellowship with Him. You know, imagine before you can even mention something to anybody, you've spoken to the Lord about it. It shouldn't be a question of, have you spoken to the Lord? As the people should always know that, actually, she would have always spoken to the Lord before she would have mentioned it out. Praise God. Do we know it's possible? Hallelujah. Can we say it's possible? Before you talk about anything, the first person you remember to talk to is the Lord. You know, consciously, let me give an example. Let me share my own testimony. There's a particular issue that I've been trusting God for. I'm not familiar. I always have issue with that person. I know my husband just mentioned, sweetheart, are you sure you will not talk to? I said, sweetheart, I'm praying about it. Normally, I would have given you different justification of why I should not talk or say something to that particular person. As when I mentioned, when I responded, I said, me too, I'm saying I'm praying about it. And honestly, I've been praying about it. And I just saw that, so I'm sharing my own testimony. I'm sharing my own testimony with you. So somewhere in my heart, I'm like, already you have children. This prayer series is really helping you. Hallelujah. And I'm sure many of us also have testimony like that, you know. You just remember that it's the Lord that will first speak to. I can talk to the Lord. And from there, you are even developing a fellowship. The Lord can even begin to open you up into greater understanding. There are some things that will become clearer because you are fellowshipping with Him. The fellowship is, so next thing, you have a question. You can run. Where should I check? You know, and clarity comes. Hallelujah. So we see what, you know, Jesus did, and He said, I thank you because you always hear me. That's a statement that comes out of affirmation, like He's sure. Because He has a great fellowship. Hallelujah. So element of prayer, of praise and worship. The Lord inhabits the praise of His people. Praising God brings Him on scene. Hallelujah. Praising God brings Him on scene. Like we mentioned, imagine just giving different praises to a being. The next thing, the person is wondering, what is it? He will appear. He will show up. He will show up. Hallelujah. Let's see Psalm 22, verse 3. But thou art holy, O thou that inhabited the praises of thy of Israel. So the Lord inhabited the praises of Israel. He inhabits the praises of His people. Good morning, sir. So it would definitely show up once you start, you know, praising Him as a congregation. So the next thing is, prayer of praise is one that touches the heart of God so greatly, particularly in times of contradiction and trial. Hey, how many of us have read the story of Job? Imagine Job with all the things he was going through and a lot of, you know, see the three Hebrew boys too, saying that even if he does not appear, he's the fourth one, if I say, you know, it touches him. Like, that means you actually have confidence in me. You are going through a situation, he's not looking like, and you are saying something contrary to what you are going through. You say, I'm fine, but it's looking like you actually know if I'm fine. God is with me. The Lord is, you know, it touches his heart because you know that he's there. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So the prayer of praise helps to fulfill the commandment to praise God. Psalm 150, verse 6. So as you are praising God too, it's a commandment that you are obeying. Psalm 150, verse 6 says, let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah. So as you are praising him, as you are allowing him, as you are honoring him, you are fulfilling a commandment too. So as many people that want you, how would I obey God? How would I, you know, this is one commandment, praise him. Hallelujah. So sometimes the prayer of praise is the master key. Hallelujah. This scriptural reference talks about Peter. What happened? Oh yeah, let's sing the song now. Paul and Silas, they... Hey! Paul and Silas, they... The Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. So sometimes, that's all those praises is a key. So it's a master key. Things will happen. It's because you already called him. Hey? God is involved. Don't know why they're involved. Hallelujah. So they prayed, they fast, they praised him. And what happened? The prison door. It opened. Hallelujah. We see also the wall of Jericho. What were they doing when they were in the wall of Jericho? What were they doing? They carried timbrel, carried, you know, and they were going round. And what? The wall came. So sometimes, you know, one of the key to actually even go through contradictory situation, start praising God, start giving thanks, start worshiping him. You will see that he would appear. Hallelujah. So prayer of thanksgiving, Psalm 4 verse 6. Will some be done? There's a song that Pastor Mika taught them last week. I forgot it. So. And I was singing it this morning. Should I record it? Philippians 4 verse 6. Philippians 4 verse 6 says, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. So prayer of thanksgiving, you are making your request known. Say by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. So now we are looking at the prayer of thanksgiving. Say prayer of thanksgiving can be viewed as the seal of all prayers. It is the ideal way to end and sometimes begin all prayers, as in time of prayer session is complete without thanksgiving. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. How many of us were around for Citra yesterday? You know, Citra was such a beautiful time. I remember the way the meeting started. We just started singing, then the word came, and you know, I mean, even personally, I didn't even know that it was the last Citra. And the Lord interjected, and he just wanted us to honor him. He wanted us to thank him. He wanted us to pour adoration to him. At some point, Pastor could not minister. It was later, you know. And while I was going through this, I just said, actually, prayer of thanksgiving. There are times that it's not a religion. Hallelujah. It's not a religion to actually thank God. It's not a religion to actually start your prayers with thanksgiving or even end your prayers with thanksgiving. It's not. It's a prayer. You know, sometimes when we say, oh, yeah, let's begin to thank God, it's already looking like you are rounding up, you are closing. It's not potent. But actually, it's a potent prayer. Hallelujah. So the prayer of thanksgiving can be viewed as the seal of all prayers. It is the ideal way to end and sometimes begin all prayers, as no time of prayer session is complete without thanksgiving. Giving thanks to God affirms our belief in both the attention of God to and his acknowledgement of our prayers. So you are giving thanks to God, showing that you know that God has done a work. Hallelujah. You are giving thanks because you are assured of the things he has done. You know that yesterday I just saw the need to just adore him. He has done a lot. Sitcha coming for beginning of the year till this point. You know, there are times that you actually need to be deliberate about giving thanks to God. There are a lot of people. Let me give one example. I went to the hospital recently. Normally, my child, he would, when he was much younger, you put pillow, he would come out of the pillow and he would fall on the floor and he would cry. You know, I will carry him, I will pet him. Another time again, if you don't put him in his cot, sometimes even the cot, if you stand up, he wants to start looking for how he will jump. You know, and I went to the hospital just beside the person I went to visit, I saw a child. What happened to the child? The child fell off from a bed and blood splashed in the brain. They were picking the child. The child was unconscious. They were trying to put, line. They were trying to fix line. And you know how painful that thing is. Imagine a baby. They fix more than 6 times. No cry from the baby. And the child was on oxygen. I was like, see the things that we take for granted. In fact, the person I went to visit was telling me that people that we shouted, Astafel, and you'd be laughing, Shetiri. You know, at that point, I just started, I found grace to ask God, please. Because people look at the woman and say she's careless. Anything could have happened. It's possible that she just turned and, you know, the child fell. You know, and I just saw many things that we take for granted. A lot of people are paying seriously. So there is a need to actually give thanks to the Lord for battles that, you know, the Lord has won on your behalf that you might not even think of. It's a normal thing. You are walking on the road, you get back to your house. Some people walk on that same road and they will not get back to their house. Some people are looking for oxygen to breathe and you say there's no need to give thanks to the Lord. And you say giving of thanks is not potent. It's very potent because our God reigns. He reigns over the affairs of every one of us. So there should always be a constant need to give thanks to the Lord. Hallelujah. You know, when we are reading the book of Psalms, you know, the book of Psalms talks about praise ye the Lord. You know, you read that Psalm 150, you see a lot of praises, a lot of thanksgiving. Sometimes it just looks like we are just echoing something. You are not just echoing something. Be deliberate about it. Hallelujah. And that's why we are looking at this. Be deliberate about giving thanks to God. You are alive today. It's not by your power. It's not by your might. It's by the Spirit. Hallelujah. You are able to eat. Some people are struggling to get money to eat. They will go and knock on people's door to beg for a living. You just do small business and money will come to you. Or you can just call one brethren and they will send money to you. You give thanks to the Lord for the little provisions you have. You are, you know, a lot. So people, I know somebody that she have done all the professional course in this world. They are calling her doctor and she has never worked in any organization. She's doing everything and she's applying for a job, doing everything. Applying. It's not like she's not applying, no. And she finished with a first class. But you are changing jobs anyhow. And you say God is not for you. Give thanks to the Lord. Hallelujah. Or is it the understanding that is being taught to us? Some people are crying. They are on Ori, okay, that they are looking for carnal things. There are some people that are also praying to God that they want revelation. And the Lord is not giving it to them. You give thanks to the Lord for the privileges that you are enjoying. Hallelujah. So a saint can actually increase his or her capacity to receive from God by cultivating a lifestyle of thanksgiving. It's always good to know that there is always a reason to be thankful in every situation. So whatever situation you find yourself in, it might be good, it might be bad. Whatever the situation, you lost somebody, and the first thing that comes out of it is, thank you, Jesus. People think, I know Pastor Happy used to say it very well. Pastor Happy said, this is how you say, thank you, Jesus. I don't have money, but I say, thank you, Jesus. I don't have money. And some people are like, why would I be thanking Jesus? Like somebody just died. I am saying that. Thank Jesus. Hallelujah. 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 18. It says, can we read it together at church? Are we all there? Are we all there? We are not yet there. I want us to read together. Are we all there? Okay, so can we read it together? In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ concerning. Can we say it again? Did he say in some things? Did he say in partially some things? He said, in everything. So we should make it a conscious effort. Whether it's a good situation, whether it's a bad situation, give thanks to God. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Our eyes can be helped to attain this degree of sight in Jesus' name. Amen. Our eyes can be helped though. We can actually, it's become a part of us that we can give thanks to God in all situations. Hallelujah. So element of prayer of thanksgiving. One, the prayer of thanksgiving is best prayed out of a thankful heart. Hallelujah. You are appreciating him because you know that indeed he's worthy of that praise. Imagine where you are saying that, I cannot give thanks to God. That means you are saying you are downplaying his effectiveness. You are downplaying him that he's not able to save you from, he's not able to rescue you from situation. Why should I give him thanks? That's how it sounds. Hallelujah. So thanksgiving should not be a mere afterthought to round off a prayer session, but should be a key element in our times of prayer. Hallelujah. So thanksgiving should be a key element in our times of prayer. So as we're even talking about Nigeria, we are giving thanks to God on concerning Nigeria. Hallelujah. As I remember everything that is going on, we are giving thanks to God concerning this nation. So giving thanksgiving glorifies God. Hallelujah. Luke 17, we can read that. The fourth one, the prayer of thanksgiving presents us with a unique opportunity to keep up with the directive to pray without ceasing. Hallelujah. So many times, you know, as you have even given thanks to God, you are praying. He's giving you an opportunity to pray without ceasing. Sometimes you cannot even pray. You cannot, there's no tongues that is coming to your mouth, or there's no prayer. Just be giving thanks. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for the air I breathe. Thank you, Lord Jesus. As you are giving thanks, prayers, you will just start finding flow to also pray all other kinds of prayers. Hallelujah. So thanksgiving is one way to keep the grace of God flowing in our lives. As one increases in the life of the Spirit, thanksgiving also increases. So thanksgiving is a way to increase, you know, in the life of the Spirit. You are always giving thanks to God. Concerning situation, your spirit will just be always enlightened. Like, your spirit is always lightened up. How many times, you know, when we are giving thanks to God, there's a bubbling that comes from your spirit. You can just, like, your spirit is lifted. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Then six, when all petitions have been addressed, when there remaineth no reasons for intercession, the saints will still be continually thankful for the blessing of the Lord that brought us to the end. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You know how many of us used to feel like, I gave this person something. Let's say you gave somebody something, and the person just collects it, and the person just walks away. How do you feel? I know we've cultured ourselves that whether the person says, I thank you or not, it does not move me. Praise God. But to be honest, me, I used to feel bad. Like, at least say thank you. It's a culture. It's a good culture. Praise the Lord. Can we say it's a good culture? If you cannot do it in the natural, you will thank God too. Hallelujah. Of course, we've been trained to, I know that I just want to do it. I'm doing it because of God. I'm not doing it because I want to get the praises of people. But if you don't learn how to give thanks, even to your brethren, to your, you know, your work, your colleagues, your neighbors, somebody comes after, imagine I moved to a new house and somebody came. I was not celebrating, but she brought jollof rice. No, she brought cake, brought juice, brought different things. And she came to give. And I'm like, the last time that I expressed that, it was when I was small. Christmas time, that the different neighbors, they will cook food. You will go and give your neighbors. But I don't used to say it again, though. And the neighbor came, and I was shocked. I was shocked. I had to, you know, when let's go and give much. I have some way, but after, let me go and give this place. So sometimes, you should also be grateful. Hallelujah. Can we say, give thanks to the Lord? Give thanks to the Lord for all situations. Can we just thank God?
Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Can we appreciate our teacher this morning? Please, let's appreciate her. We can do better than that. Thank you very much, ma. Amen. I think we are just rounding up for the sake of rounding up, you know. She actually taught us everything that is needed in the manual. Hallelujah. Let's say prayer of consecration. Let's say prayer of consecration. You know, I think I felt the awkward silence when she was taking this part. When she was saying that, you know, maybe you like a particular brother. And, you know, there was a kind of awkward silence in the church when she was saying that. And so, you know, prayer of consecration is, you know, where man is a being of will. Hallelujah. We have our own will. You know, there's a way we want to do things. And many a times, our will is probably from the way we grew up, you know, things that we've learned, things that we've been exposed to. You know, those are the things that form our being, who we are as a person now. Hallelujah. You understand? Now, when we come to Christ, you know, those things don't just get yanked off immediately. You understand? Even though God wants to confirm it, but those things are still there. You know, a child that grew up in Ikorodu, you know, in the environment of Ikorodu, will be different from a child that grew up in Ikoyi. Why? Because of the things that... So what that child in Ikorodu will want, it will be different from the child that in Ikoyi will want. A child in Ikoyi will probably not, you know, will probably not ask... You know, a child in Ikorodu will not wake up in the morning and ask for pizza. Abi now? You guess. A child in Ikorodu will not ask for pizza. But a child in Ikoyi can wake up in the morning. What do you want to eat? He will say pizza and cold stone. Do you get that? Now, why that we, you know, majorly is as a result of the environment, how that person has been, you know, the things that the parents expose that child to. You understand? So we are saying that our will is majorly as a result of what, you know, our experiences so far, you know, things that, you know, we are used to, our environment. Hallelujah. And many a times when we, in the place of journeying with God, you know, there is always conflicting will with God. Our will is always conflicting with God. Because all those things that were growing up, they were not necessarily, you know, the will of God as it were. Hallelujah. You know, so what happens is that, for example, you know, we give some examples of things that we would like, you know, where wills clash, you know, who you want to marry, like Pastoria was giving us example, you know, where you want to live, sometimes the course you want to study, where you want to work. You know, many of us that are in Ikorodu, you know, you're like, okay, am I going to come? You know, you just look at Ikorodu, you look at it, you know, you just look at Ikorodu me, you know, no way you're going to school. Everybody just like, once I leave this Ikorodu, never in my life, I'm not coming back here again. You know, don't worry, I said more than that. Just, I did it to the point that even my father knew that I hated Ikorodu. You know, my father had to tell me that, so what do you want me to do? Do you want me to leave Ikorodu because of you? You know, the man was tired of me, like, what exactly do you want? You want me to leave Ikorodu because of you? You know, so I was like, okay, so after now, where do you want, you know, where will I go to, you know, is that, so when you are leaving school, as you are gaining admission, either to UNILAG, or to OAU, or whichever, as you are gaining the admission, it's freedom. You're like, freedom at last. Even to come home during the holidays, wala. You understand? It's when brethren, everybody has gone home. That's when you're like, okay, let me just go home for 1 week. Let's not be as if, you know, you just come. And so now, when you're now done with school, you're like, okay, am I staying in Ikorodu? Of course, you already planned it in your mind. You know, Ikorodu is very far from the island. You know, you want to walk on the island, you know. And, I'm not bringing bad news, but you know, it's not all of us that walk on the island. And it's not all of us, some of us will still have to be in the group. Yeah, but do you get what I'm saying? So times like that's where you have your own will, what you want to do for many reasons, as it were. You know, you just look at it, and then, you know, sometimes, you know, one thing that prayer of consecration does also is that sometimes when you even know that this is your will, you know, this is God's will, you know, we can also pray to trust God. You know, like Jesus Christ did, you know, just one of the things that Jesus Christ saw the will of the Father for him, it was much, you understand? And he said, that's not my will, but you know, this is what I want, but not my will, you know, but let your will be done. Hallelujah. Do you understand? So we can also trust God to help us, you know, to consecrate our hearts, you know, to help us to do his will. Hallelujah. You know, there are many examples in the Bible, and I think, you know, okay, so let me just quickly move to prayer of thanksgiving. You know, I feel that the reason why we don't thank God enough is, number one, we don't have faith, and number two, because we are oblivious of many things that are happening in the spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We are oblivious to many decisions are taking place in the spirit concerning us. Job was not there when he decided his fate in the spirit. Hallelujah. Though it might seem like suffering, but it was actually to elevate him. You understand? That thing, that suffering was actually to help him, was to give him, because if, you know, Job, you see that testimony that was given of Job was good, was fine, but that was not the perfect testimony. There was a testimony that he needed to come into after he had gone through all the trials he went through. Hallelujah. And that decision was taken without him being there. You know, an example also, you know, of things that happened to us in the spirit, when they were deciding to give John the Baptist to his parents, you know, when Angel Gabriel came, you know, to the father, when Gabriel was being sent, the father was not there. He didn't know about it. Hallelujah. Do you get what I'm saying? You know, Elisha, this Syrian army surrounded Elisha. And, you know, Elisha's servant was scared. And Elisha told him that those that are before us, you know, are more than those that are against us. And then he opened his eyes and he saw host of angels. Now, if he had not seen host of angels, he would have just been scared. You get, he would not be able, he would not have been able to. That kind of person would not give thanks to God. Just imagine you are surrounded by army. And then God already said that you should give thanks always. And you are surrounded by army. Just the way we on earth currently, we are surrounded by many problems. You understand? The Elisha and his servant were surrounded by the Syrian army. Plenty. Just two men. What were they going to do? And in that kind of situation, you are required to give thanks. Now, but he did not know that angels that were for them were even more than the soldiers that were surrounding them. Hallelujah. So also it is for us, because many times, because we are oblivious of the things that are happening in the spirit, also because we don't have faith. You know, our faith is little. You know, that's why we don't give thanks to God. We should always give thanks to God. Hallelujah. Because many things are happening. The truth is that something might happen. And let's say, for example, an accident occurred now, you know, and, you know, there are times that we've had that kind of, you know, thing even around some of our brethren. And the truth is that some of you might be like, this accident happened. Something bad happened. But if Satan was allowed to run riot the way he wants to run riot, you see that thing that happened? That's just like 1/100 of what Satan wants to happen. Hallelujah. Are we together? Praise God. Do you understand what I'm saying? If Satan was given, he's a lawless being. Satan is not he's not someone that you say that, you know the way some of us used to think that when we hear some fraudulent amounts that we see on the news that maybe some politicians are not, and you say that, okay, so, you know, one person has, you know, I think that thing, see, my mind cannot still comprehend it, that one person had 750-something duplexes in Abuja, and I was like, in my mind, I'm like, just one duplex and one land, if you cost it cannot be 50 million naira. I know it cannot be 50 million naira in Abuja. Then multiply it by 7. You did not stop at 100 duplex. You did not stop at 200 duplex. 700. Dude, how did you? Like, how? You know the way your own mind still has. The way your own mind. You know that's the way many of us think. You know, that means our own mind, we still have. Something is still guiding that mind. Your mind still has law. Satan is lawless. You see the way those men are, that they will just do things anyhow. No, one man, and he's still going to court. That court will release it, that there is duplex. Which money, which work did you do to get those duplex? That's how lawless Satan is. He's the one training them. So Satan is lawless. So if you think that something is happening to you, there's one big problem. No, you see, if the Lord allows Satan to do what he wants with you, you will not be the way you are. Hallelujah. He wants to finish us. Like, he wants to turn us to carcass. Nothing. If maybe an accident happened, or maybe a car was bashed. No, he did not want. He was like, if his one car left to him, he wants to burn all the cars parked outside and burn the church. Yes, I'm not joking, no. If you think, so something happened, the generator did not work today. All of us are in this. No, generator did not work here. Do you think that's what he wants to do? Left to him, he wants to burn the generator. Just a generator, no. He wants to burn the generator. He wants to burn the church. He wants to burn all our houses. We are laughing. It's the truth. That's how lawless Satan is. So even if something happens, we should give thanks to God. We should at every point in time. It's because we are not seeing the end to which he wants to do. If we see the end of what Satan wants to do, we will give thanks to God. You know, they locked the apostles in the prison. They wanted, what Satan, the end of Satan is that he will kill them. He's to kill them, take their life, cut their salvation, cut everything short. He wants them to kill them. So now imagine you are now angry that they locked the apostles in the prison. You see that God does not have power. How would they be locked in the prison? People that they want to kill. They now release them and now say that why they locked them in prison? No. If they had allowed Satan to do what he wanted to do, prison. They lock you in prison and they want to kill you. Which one would you have chosen? Just lock you. It's even for a short while. So do we see that for everything that happens, we still have more reason to give thanks to God? And you know, Thanksgiving. You know that thing? That's like sometimes when you're ending prayer and they're like, let's give thanks. You know, sometimes when we are praying, prayer, everybody's like, Rakashaya, Rakashaya. You know the way our tongue used to vibrate? When we're saying, let's give thanks to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You know, it's just like, we're just using it to round up the prayer. Everybody just calm down. Thank God the prayer is ending. As she talk. No, it's not to, Thanksgiving is not to start prayer. Neither is it to end prayer. Hallelujah. It's a prayer itself. So it's not a time for you to, you know, reduce the tempo and say, okay, we are done with prayer, and everybody just calm down. No. Yeah, so and at every time in our life, as we go on in our day, we should also learn to give thanks to God. How many of us are repenting like me today? You know, we'll repent and we'll give. Can we give thanks to God this morning? Let's bless the name of the Lord. Let's just give thanks to God. Aravanashte. Oh, we give you thanks. If Satan is asking you why you give thanks to God, just tell him you are giving thanks to you for God. Because he is God. We are just giving thanks to him. We are thanking him. Because we cannot actually thank God for everything he's doing. Hallelujah. You know, there's this thing that Yoruba said that if the whole of my body turns to tongue, if the whole of our body, we still cannot give thanks to God enough. And it's the truth, because we cannot thank God for everything that is. Can we just bless the name of the Lord? Don't let Satan rob your mind. Don't let Satan, you know, rob your mind of that blessing of giving thanks to God. Oh, we bless you, Jesus. Savanate. Oh, we bless you, Garagateba. I want us to bless the name of our Father. Ragalo sesebere katebere banabaliata.
We trust that this message has been a source of blessing to you. For a wealth of similar messages, please visit our website at www.ikorodu.nlwc.church or feel free to contact us at 0703-576-0085. You can also reach out to us via WhatsApp at the same number. May God's blessings continue to abound in your life.